Welcome to Crater Lake National Park, home to one of the most stunning natural wonders in the world. You're standing at the edge of the deepest lake in the United States, 1,943 feet deep, filled with impossibly blue water that seems almost unreal. But here's the amazing thing. This breathtaking lake was born from one of the most violent volcanic eruptions in recent geological history. 7,700 years ago, a massive volcano called Mount Mazama stood here, reaching about 12,000 feet high. Then it erupted with a force 40 times more powerful than Mount St. Helens in 1980. Imagine that day. The eruption expelled 50 cubic kilometers of magma, sending volcanic ash as far as central Canada. Then, as the magma chamber emptied, the entire summit collapsed into itself, creating this vast bowl, what geologists call a caldera. Over centuries, rain and snowmelt filled it, creating the crystal-clear lake you see today. The Klamath tribes, who have lived here for over 13,000 years, actually witnessed this eruption. Archaeological evidence, obsidian tools and sandals buried beneath volcanic ash, proves Native Americans were here when it happened. They call this place Giwas, meaning a sacred place. And they preserved the eruption story through an incredible legend. They tell of a cosmic battle between two spirits, Lau, who lived inside Mount Mazama, and Skell, who resided above Mount Shasta. The two hurled red-hot rocks as large as hills through the sky, causing earthquakes and rivers of fire. The battle ended with Lau's defeat and the mountain's collapse. It's one of the most remarkable examples of indigenous oral tradition accurately preserving a geological event from nearly 8,000 years ago. Look at that intense blue color. Crater Lake is fed entirely by rain and snow. No rivers flow in or out. This creates water so pure that sunlight penetrates to extraordinary depths, creating that famous deep azure hue. That small island out there, that's Wizard Island, a volcanic cinder cone that formed several hundred years after the caldera collapse. Some Klamath tribal members traditionally avoided looking directly at the lake, believing it could bring death. That's how sacred and powerful this place was, and still is, to indigenous peoples. Standing here, you're witnessing the intersection of catastrophic geology and sacred cultural memory, where ancient indigenous wisdom and modern science converge to deepen our appreciation for one of Earth's most extraordinary landscapes.